it is critical that your lawyer be able to cross-examine effectively. And there's a lot of law that says you cannot deprive, when you possess the facts, you can't deprive the lawyer of those facts that he or she would use to cross-examine. In this case, what was withheld was pretty critical evidence that if I'm a juror, I want to know whether or not the officer who's telling me everything that he did might actually be a little bit embarrassed or motivated because they actually might not have handled it properly. Now, that doesn't mean that the defendants didn't do horrid things and don't deserve punishment, but they do deserve a fair trial.
So in the case of the 911 tapes, obviously the defense will describe that as somewhat of an excuse, I guess.
Sure. There is an absolute, unequivocal duty on the part of parties in any litigation, and especially when liberty is at stake, or here, life at stake, that you must disclose to both sides the core evidence. That wasn't done. Second, once that evidence is mined for what's in there, which the lawyers who are advancing this argument have done, you find good stuff that you can use, that these people may not have died if there was a prompt response. And that doesn't mean that what these fellows did isn't just unimaginably horrible. But when you're having a trial, you're supposed to bring out all the facts that the jury might assess. So the final of the 3 points is, now the court's got to decide, well, what do we do about it? If they violated their duty, which they appear to have done, and it could have been used at trial robustly in cross, which I think is true, well, what do we do about that? Is this bad enough that we are going to require a retrial?
Does there have to be bad intent on the part of the police and prosecutors? Or is it just the fact that those tapes didn't turn up till later that could turn an appeal?
Well, it's really two things. One, it's that they didn't provide it. You have to do that. Now, they didn't have bad intent at the time they're responding. Of course, they're doing their best. But sometimes doing your best, in hindsight, is pretty bad. And it's very embarrassing. And so if something's very embarrassing, and I'm talking to you, and I'm swearing I'm telling you the truth, and I'm hiding from you some core embarrassing facts because I want everybody to think I'm credible, that's not appropriate. Maybe they couldn't have done better back then, you know, in real time. But in hindsight, there's nobody that wouldn't say they could have done better, because if they had gotten to the scene and did a few other things, there would be no deaths. But the key part is you have to let these facts come out so that the trier of fact, the jury in this case, and ultimately the judge in sentencing, can consider it when weighing the truthfulness of the witnesses.
People will say, ugh, these guys, these are the worst. Why should they get a second, third chance? Not that they are, but why should they even be able to appeal? And that's probably why we have the Constitution in the first place, I guess.
Well, of course, because otherwise we don't need any law. We just kind of, how does it feel? Oh, this stinks. Let's do something about it. And boom, that's the end of it. But that's not how we function. Now, for those people who are hitting their themselves on the forehead and saying, I've had enough of this, I think you can trust the fact at a retrial, all these horrible facts are still there. So the fact that we're vindicating the rights or attempting to vindicate the rights of these people, that's where the rights are best defined. And what this is all about is the next case where it isn't a triple murder and it isn't the worst imaginable nightmare. But in every case, it should be known you must dig and disclose so we can have a fair trial.
Finally, is this a Hail Mary by the defense? Could the Supreme Court legitimately take a very dramatic step in ordering a retrial in this case?
Oh, absolutely. The Supreme Court would be well within the existing case law for them to say, you blew it. I know it's a pain, but you got to do it again because you got to do it right. Just because, oops, this is serious stuff. So the Supreme Court's duty is not to just do what feels good. Because we don't need a court for that. We already know what feels good before we even get started. Their job is to make sure that the law has power and the law governs, not just personalities. So here, it's not just a Hail Mary, but it is also true that for defense lawyers, when they see something, they got to do something. And so they're doing what they must do. The Supreme Court's answer is not as clear as it is for a defense lawyer.
And to be clear to the public, these guys don't go free if there's a new trial. They're still held without bail.
No, the rest of the evidence, at best, they get a new trial where you get to impeach the police officers, but the police officers still report, yes, and then they were burned and they died, and these guys did it. So, I mean, I don't really think we're at risk of these people going free on a technicality. We're at risk of exhausting ourselves because we care about law.